Shir Mem Tes, Chaf Gimel Shvat Hey Tov Shalom Tes, February 20th, 1979, on Tuesday continued.
From Shimon, and then Reuben says to Levi, "Hey, Lechmon is El Shimon." So then, if he wants to be Chayzer, he cannot be Chayzer. After he handed over the $1,000 to Levi to give it over to deliver it to Shimon, so Reuben says to Levi, "I changed my mind." So then Levi can say, "Never mind, you changed your mind. I was already Zeichet for Shimon. I'm not going to give you back the $1,000 bill." But suppose on the way this $1,000 bill is taken away from Levi, so then Shimon can collect another $1,000 bill from Levi. So in other words, so Heilich is Kisri Gabi Mon Chazor, but it's not Kisri Gabi Achaz. So we see that it's possible that something should be Kisri regarding one thing and not regarding another thing. So here too, 10 by Shichur is Kisri regarding one chazor, but it's not regarding its ilchems. Now the question, what is it? Either he is a shliach liloche of the Odin, so then he should be able to bechizer, or he is a shliach lekabole, so then he should be mishulcha also. So we said that this must be in line with the shittas Rambam of shliach liboy. In other words, the Ishe can appoint not only Shliach Lekabole, but the Ishe can appoint also Shliach Lekabole. And what's the halacha with the Shliach Lekabole? If the Ishe appoints someone as a Shliach Lekabole, so the moment the Baal hand over the get to the Shliach Lekabole's hands, so the Ishe becomes Migrashus. If the Ishe appoints the Shliach Lekabole, so even after the Baal handed over the get into the hands of the Shliach Lekabole, the Ishe is not Migrashus. When will the Ishe become Migrashus? Only when it will reach the hands of the Ishi. So apparently, according to the Rif and the Rambam, the moment a get reaches the hands of the Shliach Levoye, so the Baal cannot be chizah. Why can Baal be chizah? I mean, how the whole concept of Shliach Levoye to be explained? So we explained it as follows. Because by get, there are two halachas. First of all, get is subject to all the dinim of other kinyan. In other words, no kinyan, let's say shtar matone. So in order to be kinyan the sode, the mikabel matone has to be kinyan the shtar. The tzei says that by get, the isha doesn't have to be kinyan to acquire title of it. But he said it's not like the tzei. So what is true, let's say, of shtar matone is true of get also. So the isha has to acquire title in the paper, in the parchment. And if it's a grain, let's say, on a golden plate, so she has to acquire title in the gold plate. The thing upon which the get is written or engraved. So that is what here the Xerxes HaKosef is, that even Baal Kocho of the Isha, so she acquires title in the paper and the parchment. But in addition, there is a locher of Nisim. So Mimele, when the Isha appoints someone as a Shliach Lekabole, she really appoints the Shliach Lekabole in a twofold capacity. First of all, she appoints him that the Shliach should represent her and to acquire a title, to make a kinyan in the get, in the paper, in the parchment. And then she also appoints him in that the hand of the Shliach should be the hand, like the hand of the Ishi. So Mila Shliach, that's a Shliach Lekabole. So it's a twofold Shliach, twofold role. First of all, he is a Shliach, that his hand should become the hand of the Isha, and that his Maisekinyan should become like it, her Maisekinyan in the game. Shliach Levoye is only appointed in Shliach, that his yad should be the equivalent of her yad. But she does not appoint the Shliach Levoye as a Shliach to make the kinyan in the gate. So when will title become vested in the Isha? Only when the get will reach the hands of the Isha. So that's Shliach Levoye. So the Shita of the Rif and the Rambam, that even though Ten is Kisri, but Ten has the connotation of Shliach Levoye. Vadaten of Shliach Likaboy. And then the Shita of the Rif and the Rambam is that when Isha appoints a Shliach Levoye, so the Baal cannot be Chazer. So, why can't it be Chazer? If she doesn't become gracious until the Shliach Levoye hands over again to the Isha's hand, so maybe she should be able to be Chazer. So we have to say, when can there be Chazore? There cannot be Chazore if in the kinyan of Yachshov Lachalame, then there cannot be Chazore. If someone makes a kinyan of Shavulach Lamed, so then there cannot be any Chazor. So we have to say that since a Shliach Levoye is the Shliach of the Isha, so then the Yad of the Isha, the Yad of the Shliach Levoye is considered like the Yad of the Isha. So Mele, the whole time, from the time the get is handed over into the hands of the Shliach Levoye, until it is handed over into the hands of the Isha, it's considered like a Nisina Richter. So it's a long chalice, it's like Me'ashav Lachalam. And just, so wherever we have a continuing chalice, so it cannot be Chazia. So here too, it cannot be Chazia. Anyway, that's the Shite of the Rifan Ram. Now, Teitzves here says in the Havamene something similar to what the Rif says in the Bible. Something similar. Because here ain't taming. Gam kan kono bikabolo zu liinyen shelo yuchalav zeya. We should be obed leinachnafsh. So Ravune only says that on the basis of things vachim lo chichav lachim kone, so we may we cannot behave zeya. Not that he's mishum. According to the Rif, so I'll leave with the maskone of the Gemore, he's not mishum. He just cannot behave zeya. According to the Rif, I'll leave maskone of the Gemore and become mishum immediately. Because ten is kishrimamish. But according to the Havamin of the Gemore, so he didn't become mishuchel. But he just was considered mishuchel ligabe chazor. Why? So we have to say that according to the Rabbi, Rabbune also knew that ten is like a Shliach Levoye. That when the Odin says to the Shliach, Ten Shtashicho Zer Le'Avdim, so it has the same meaning as if he said that you should become a Shliach Levoye of them. So what happens? And since it is Chus according to Rabbanon, so he became the Shliach Levoye of them. What does it mean, Shliach Levoye of them? Even though the Eved doesn't know anything about it, because Ochlo Lishoy Lufonov. So the Odin himself, by saying, Ten Shtashichu Zer Le'Avdi, designated the Shliach as a Shliach Levoye of David. So Mele, the Yad of the Shliach became the Yad of David. But the Shliach cannot make the king and cannot be Zeichin Shtashichu. Who will be able to be Zeichin Shtashichu? David himself, when it will reach David's hand. But the Yad of the Shliach through the Ten became the Yad of the Eved. But there seems to be one difference between the Rif's concept of Shliach Levoye and the Rif's concept of Shliach Levoye. According to the Rif, so without recourse to Tevis of Balchim, not Shav Lachir, if the Shliach becomes the Shliach Levoye of the Eved, so then the Odin immediately becomes precluded from being Chazer. Because according to the Rif in the Rambam, so the moment the get reaches the hand of the Shliach Levoye, so the Chalis HaGeresh has begun of it. And it's like Me'achshav Lachalamed. It's like in the Sina Arichte. So Mele, he cannot be Chazer. According to the Rif, so true, there are two halachas in get. First of all, the get has to come Miyad HaBaal, Miyad HaIsha, Miyad HaOdin, Miyad HaEved. Then there is another aloche in get that the isha or the eved has to be zeichah in the get or in the shlashim. So the shliach yivoye is only shliach in the yad to become the yad of eved, but not the shliach to be zeichah. So since there was no zechi in the get, so the chaleis has not begun yet. The chaleis has not begun yet. According to the Rif in the Rambam, the moment the get is handed over from the Baal to the Shliach Yivoye's hand, so the chaleis has begun. So mainly without recourse to Tevez Yivoye Mokishchav Lachere, he can't be chaser. According to the Rif, since there are two prerequisites for Gereshim, first the Sine and then zechi. So until the zechi takes place, the chaleis HaGereshim has not even begun. So what is the status of the Eved? The moment it of the Ishe, the moment the get or the Shtashichu reaches the hands of the Shliach Yivoye, so it is the same, it's analogous to the one who gives the get to the Ishe or to the Eved, and who says, Hariyat Migreshes Lachalamdi, or Hariyat Mishuche Lachalamdi. So then, as the Rambam says, in Perites, Milches Gereshi, that when someone is Mikavish al Tnai, there is a Chaleis already. Mashenkin, when someone is Mikavish lach Lamed, so until the Lamed game expire, the Chaleis has not begun it. So, according to the Rif, according to the Rambam, when the Baal hands over the get to the Shliach Yivoye's hand, so the Chaleis has begun. And it's like Mashu lach Lamed. So, mainly without recourse to Tibz Balchei, the Kerabichezea, because the Chaleis has begun already. She is already sending Mikoreshes. His David is already sending Mishuchah. The Chaleis has begun. According to the Rif, since there are two prerequisites in Gereshin or Ishtichu, first the Sine, and then Tzchie, and when the Shtashichu reaches the hand of the Shliach, so then which element, which prerequisite has been fulfilled? Just the prerequisite of Nisine, but not the prerequisite of Schir. So the middle of the Chaleis has not begun yet. But the Nisine took place already. So it's analogous to a husband to give the get to the Isha. But he said, Hariyat Migreshes Lachalam Gay. Hariyat Zekiteich Vereitim Migreshes Lachalam Gay. The Nisine has been fulfilled. But the Chaleis HaGereshi has not begun yet until the expiration of Lam Gay. So Bashliach Livoye too. The Nisine was realized already. But when will the Chaleis HaGereshim take place? Only when the get will reach the hand, the get, the Shtashichu, will reach the hands of the Isha or the Eved. Now, in Gemara in Gedushin, there is a double machlokes between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish. One machlokes between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish is in regard to the case of Hamkadishes and Isha, Hamkadishes and Isha, Lachala. So Rish Lakish says that the Baal cannot be chaser, Tichla. Rabbi Yechon says he can be chaser. Then another machlokes between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish in Gemara in Gedushin Daf Nun Tes is in regard to the case where the Isha appointed the Shliach, the Baal appointed the Shliach, there is a difference, and then the Baal is chaser and he wants to be mevatel the Shliach. So Rish Lakish says he cannot be mevatel the Shliach. It's too late. If someone, according to Rish Lakish, so if the Baal appoints someone as a Shliach Lilochi, and then the next day he says to him, I changed my mind. I don't want you to give it to the Isha. He cannot be chaser. The Shliach can give it to the Isha anyway. And Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yechon says, also Dibur and Batel Dibur in both cases. In the case of Hamkadish or Hamkadish, as a Isha, Lach Lamed, so if he's chaser, because we say, also Dibur and Batel Dibur, and the case where he appointed the Shliach and he wants to be chaser from the Shliach. So the Gemara says the Yufta the Rish Lakish. But we see, now the question arises, I discussed that once, in this Gemara. How does Rish Lakish say that if somebody appoints someone as a Shliach, and then he's chaser, he cannot be chaser? Or if he keeps a get or a shtar kusha to the Isha, and he says lach alamed, and then he's chaser, he cannot be chaser. But Rish Lakish will not deny the fact that Gereshin and Kedushin require Das HaBaal, or Kedushin requires Das HaYisho. So if the Isha is Chizere, so the Baal is Chizere by Kedushin. So why shouldn't they be Chizere? So it's not Midaito. The answer is, it's not necessary that the Baal should give the Das, should supply the Das every minute until she becomes Midrashis. If the Baal has given his das at the time of the Nila Shliches, or if the Baal has indicated his consent at the time of the Nisine, even though he does not give his consent at the time of the Halein Slach HaShleishim, or before the Shliach fulfills the Shliches, so we have a fulfillment of the prerequisite of das. Das doesn't mean that the Baal has to keep on saying, I want to be Megalash my wife. If he has indicated once, at the time of the Minah Shlichas, that he wants to be Megalash, so it's a sufficient das. So it is a sufficient das. And you see that according to the Rambam, if the Baal appointed someone as a Shliach to give the get to the Isha, and then the Baal, after he appointed the Shliach, he became a Kotaikis, he became insane. And then the Shliach fulfilled the Shliches while the Baal was insane. So according to the Rambam Shita, with the Rai said that it's a good get. Or maybe the Rabbanon, it's not a good get. But with the Rai said it's a good get. But the question is, if the Baal is insane at the time that the Shliach fulfilled the Shliches, and so there is no Das, the answer is, we don't need the Das at the time of the Nesina, of the Nesina's Haget, Miyad HaShliach, Miyad HaLisha. As long as the Baal indicated his consent for divorcing his wife at the time of the Nila Shliches, even though there was no das given. There was no das given later on, doesn't matter. And that's the reason as to why the Shlokish says that he cannot even be Chazer, because the Shlokish holds loyos in Dibur Vatel Dibur. And so mainly if loyos in Dibur Vatel Dibur, so that das remains. It's not necessary that the das should be given all the time. And Dibur Rabbi Yochanan, so it's because of a special aloche, also Dibur Vatel Dibur, so he revokes his das. So he invokes it as, but only on the basis of as a divo and like a divo. So in Melee, it seems that, first of all, Rabbi Yechanan Shite, Rabbi Bune Shite, it's not so alibidi alibidemis, because we don't pass that was only the Havamin of Rabbi Bune. But Rabbi Bune Shite was that the only reason as to why a Balchel, a Malbec can grab from the lake, And Neved cannot force an order to be Mishachel because Shichol requires Das HaMishach. That's the only reason. So the Melee, even if it's something like Nach Nafshe, let's say the Eved saved the life of the Ord. Certainly, the Ord is certainly in that case very much indebted to the Eved. And he's certainly morally obligated to be Mishachel on the basis of HaKoras Teva. HaKoras Teva is also Allah. But sins. So why can't he be kafir? Not because there is a diminution in the obligation, but because shichol requires das od. Shichol requires das od. So mainly he cannot force it, because it requires das od. But in a case where the od already appointed someone as a shliach, so then we see according to the Shlokish, so the Odin couldn't be chizim. As a matter of fact, the Gemara could even mention a raya. The Gemara says the Yufti del Shlokish from another mission. But the Gemara, it seems to me that the Gemara could prove the Yufti del Shlokish from this mission itself. From this mission itself. Because if this mission says that only by schools he cannot be chizim, but by chayim he can be chizim. But according to the Shlokish, once someone appoints another person as a shliach, he cannot be chayim there. So, alright, that's another question. Why doesn't the Gemara mention a raya against the Shlokish as din of Luyos and Dimon Bakal Dimon from this mission? But, according to the Shlokish, so once an Odin or an Eved appoints a shliach, so he cannot be chayim. He cannot be chayim. But, the Aloch is not like the Shlokish. The Yufte the Shlokish. So why is the Aloch not like the Shlokish? Because of us and Dimon Bakal Dimon. So maybe if we say, this is what Rabbanu held, if we say, Hatifis v'balchein, bimokim shechav l'achein miskone, so maybe the shliach could act on behalf of the Odin to preclude the Odin from being chezer and to be mivatel his own dim. If, let's say, the Odin has not as yet given his das, then even, so on account of the fact that this is only exasphein, it's not a big gomo, it cannot be kefe. So, So maybe he couldn't grab Ishtar Shichu. He couldn't grab Ishtar Shichu from the oil. Let's say, it goes without saying. Rabbuni will be maybe. Suppose the Eved is only Lenachmashi. And then, and out of gratitude to the Eved who saved his life, the Odin told the Sefer to write Ishtar Shichu and told the Eved to sign Ishtar Shichu. And then, after the whole star was written and signed, he changed his mind, Odin. He decided not to keep Bim Shachad Eved. And he was holding the Shtar Shichu, about to hand it over to the Eved, and then he said, oh, I changed my mind. Why should I be Mishachad Eved? And suppose, at that moment, the Eved would come and grab it out of his hand. So it would be null and void. Why? Because Shichu requires Das. So true, it's Iksaschei, it's only Lach Nafke, but he cannot force the Odin to be Mishachad. Mashiach came in the case where he already appointed Ishtar. So then the Das was already given. And according to Mishlokish, who says, Lo Yose Dibur Mbatu Dibur, so then he couldn't be Chayzeh. Without the Tevez Malchi. So Mele, in the case, let's, according to Rabbuni, suppose an Odin gave Ishtar Shichu to an Eved who is already Nach Nafshe. He gave it to him already. But he said, Harize Ishtar Shichu Shaloch, and then Teich Lamed, the Odin would decide to be Chayzer. So he come to Ravune, even Alibed Rabbi Echanan, that Tosef Dibur Vatel Dibur, but in this particular case, since he owes him the Shichu, and the Das was already given, and the only reason is why a Levit cannot enforce a Shichu from the Odin, because Shichu requires Das Odin. But in the case where the Odin already gave his Das, if he already gave this Eved to whom he is indebted, the Shtar Shichu, but he said at the time of the Sine, he said, Harize Giteich Ritir Mishucher Olach Alam again. And then he wants to change his mind, according to Ravune, even Alibed Rabbi Yechanan, that Osi Dibo Mbatu Dibo, but in this case, we cannot apply the Aloha of Osi Dibo Mbatu Dibo. Because it's a Chayim. So the fact that he owes him the Shichu, and the Das, it's not necessary that he should give his Das, because he already indicated his Das. The only reason is why Rabbi Yechanan says that he can be Chayzer is because of Osir Dibur Mbatel Dibur. So he has a right to be Mivatel his Das. But, so when can he be, when does he have his Chus to be Mivatel his Das, and to apply the Halacha of Osir Dibur Mbatel Dibur, if he doesn't owe the Shichu to him? But once he already gave the Shtar Shichu, and he already indicated his Das to be Mishachari. So, but now he's trying to revoke his Das. So on the count of the fact that it's Iksas Chayim, that Al-Bedin is Mechuyim to Mishachari, that precludes him from exercising the right of positive Omakli. So, if in a case where the Odin would hand over the Shtar Shichu to the Eved directly, but he said Lach Alam Adyein, and if it's only Lach Nafshe, so he's mechuyev in the Shichu, so then the Eved has the keach to be tevis in the Shtar Shichu, and to be zeichet la'ach ha'lamed yei in the Shtar Shichu, in spite of the protest by Lord. Why? Because it's a chayim. So now if it's a chayim, why should the Eved be able to grab Shtar Shichu even before the Odin gave it to him? The answer is because Shichu requires Das. But in the case where Das was given, but the Odin wants to exercise his right or his privilege of revoking his Das, of Osir Dibur Mbatel Dibur, so since it's a Chayim, so the Odin, the Eved has the schus of being teifes, of preventing him from being Chayim, from exercising the right of Osir Dibur Mbatel Dibur. So that would be in the case where the Odin already gave the Shtar Shichu, gave already the Shtar Shichu to the Tevet, but he said Lach Alam Adyein. Now in this case, he just gave it to the Shliach. He just gave it to the Shliach, so the Nesine was not realized, but if we say that according to Rabbuni, so 10 is like Lach Kisri, but 10 has the connotation that the Shliach should become a Shliach Nivoye. And what does Shliach Nivoye mean? What does Shliach Livoye mean? Shliach Livoye means that the Shliach Livoye's Yad is the Yad of Eved. So a Nisina was already realized. But the Shliach cannot take place until it reaches in the hands of the Eved. So it's like so there too the Nisina was realized, but the Shliach did not take place yet. So in such a case, the Eved can be Tepes. So Mele, if we say Tepes Malchim Mokeshchav La'achim is funny, that one can act on behalf of somebody else to whom he owes it as a chayim, even though it's to the detriment of a certain person. So it's kone, so he can do. So he can be Tepes, this Shtar Shichur, in as much as the Das was already supplied, the Das of, because even according to Ravune, so 10 has the connotation that he should become a Shliach Livoye. And what does Shliach Livoye mean? That he should be the Yad of the Eved. So the Nesilia was already realized. So the Das Rodman for the Shichur of the Eved was already given. But he wants to revoke his Das. So if we say Tevis Lubachim, Mokim Shechav La'achirim, is coming, that he can enforce his Shichur, he can enforce a right on behalf of somebody else, just as if he had been the Eved himself. So here too, he can enforce the Shichur, the non-chazor, not the Shichur. The Eved will become Mishuchel only when it reaches the hand of the Eved. But he can enforce non-chazor. This is what this is. V'nivolei v'choshim tzaschein, mishidobe v'inach lapshin, u'mikol v'okim, choshim v'chav l'achim, שאנחנו מאוד קורם שאנחנו מאוד קורם לא רק פושע בישל ידיד ואחיו קונה אין תאימים גם כאן קונה מקבול הזו ואין שם יוכלר זה בשביל דוד מלך נפשי רצו שיהיה בלכים ביקר שיוכלר כמובן זה ואמר בשביל נסחם מככה מקבל די תאו מקבל כמי שרצה עוד כמי שרצה עוד אבל מתאים את בלכים נמרת but he was not מסחבי to be a שליח לבואי ten is has the connotation of שליח לבואי. So in other words, the Odin wanted him to be Shliach Livoye, but how about the Eved? The Eved didn't say anything. So Jesus says, no. The Eved was mikabled the way the Odin wanted, and the Shliach was mikabled the Shtar Shichur, the way the Odin wanted him to be mikabled. And since, according to Ravune, so Ten is left is free, but it's Kishliach Livoye, it's Kishliach Livoye, so Mimele, in the city was already realized. So the Das is there already. The prerequisite of Das Odin for Shichur was fulfilled of it. But the Odin always has a right to change his mind, to revoke his Das. Also, it's not revoke. So, but in this case, since it's a chayim, and if we say that David Machim Machishchav La'achirim is coming, so somebody else can act on behalf of the person to whom the chayim is due, as if he had been the one to whom the chayim is due. So maybe here too, this Shliach Livoye can enforce a non-chazor by law. Rabbi Bishlom Schaaf Mekachan Kabel, Daiti Uri Kabel Tushiroi Tzor, Abu Latif Machiv Roi Kone, Kol Shkin Ze, Shein Yibal Chayim, Eldor Leinach Nafshe, Shiyuch Lo Odein Laz. Alright, that will be enough for today. But for next time, you should go over the Gemara and go to see it up to you. And also Gemara in Ksuvetz, Yema Vachoshu. But in order to understand that Gemara, you have to go over the Mishnah, the Machlekes Rav Tarchin and Rav Akiva, where they lost the Kishul Shebehem or not. Now, and what does he lost the Kishul Shebehem mean? And then, of course, you have to go look up the Gemara, as the case is mentioned, in Kolonim Atukim Eschudome, and you should look up the Nesives in Simen Kufay, where he discusses, where he gives the Teretz, and Tesis Kashi against Rashi. Rashi says that Mokim Shosh Shniach, so Tifil Mokhim Mokishchav La'achirim is coming. So the Kashi is, there are two Kashis. One Kashi is the Tesis raises here from the Gemara of Yinu Vachoshe, and then the Roshim of Mitzia Dafyud mentions another Kashi from the Gemara from the Sugim of Mitzia Dafyud.
Nun in Yitin Chafei Shvat Heitav Shalamat Test, February 22nd, 1979, on Thursday.
Now, let's see what the Ram says. The Ram is Masik. The Rani's Masa Kampisis Pshat. This is a very difficult gemara. The shaykhis between Shichu and Tiv Zubachim of Shechavachim. Alright. Hatikvis Vikshori. The Ran Andri. A few Yamun and Tiv Zubachim Kone. Here is Shaykh Hoche. The horse on my time of Nishu Shluche. We can have to back off. We can show Chairo. We have a kilo of Tiv Zubachim. Aber kann nach ihr Latin doch lag im Sorgen, du lagst aber. Ich will ja nicht in der Tschich, weil da schon die Stache mit Kapolle zu, schau in keine Schachre. Wie die Kehlen, wo wir Jakob ist auch nur Arseher, die mir das ist auch da, die Leute lag, die sich idom, wo ich mache, ich wollte leben, die Chosche mit ihm so auch heim. Wie die Chosche mit ihm, ich nur noch nicht so ist Makatei bei ihm. Ihm kann ich die Chosche blach achern, denn ich habe noch Rabbi, wie ich habe auf Kovesle. Tieres Riesal, schon da, wie ich nicht nach ואף הוא ביכן, כי פשוט לך את דקום, הוא חושב לך ואחר. ואורי בראש, ויש לי כאילו ברחיב קונה, אם תגיד גם כאן קונה, אם גם כאן קונה, כבר נזו לי שולח לארזיה, משלו נכנף שרצו שברחיב מכך, שיוחלח לנו לארזיה, אבל משלו נסחב מכב מכך, די כאילו לקר בקצין עוד, אב אם אתם ברחיב לא יקונה, כל שכן זה שלי ברחיב, אל דובר נכנף שיוחלו לנו לארזיה ב... So we explain it. ודבורים הלא רחיקים מן ההר, ואי, דין כנכת דין המלח מאוכל, תיבס מלחיב קונה, שם אוכל שעוד בני סני, על דסקי. So, we answer that question. It doesn't mean, this doesn't mean, עוד בני סני על דסקי, you should be זכר. Then it has nothing to do with תיבס מלחיב. But the Oden gives it to him, as בתיר השליח ליבוי, so that means that the Nesile was realized already. But what is lacking? The Kinyan. The Kinyan is lacking. So mainly the Chaleis will take place when David will be Zeicha in the Shtar Shichu. So now, Rish Lakish holds that if someone gave a get to an Isha, and he says, Ariat Mikreshes Lilach Alamed Yeim, so he cannot be Chaseya, because Leo is a Dibon Bad Dibon. And Rish Lakish also says that if somebody appointed a Shliach and he wants to be Chizya, he cannot be Chizya because Leo is a Dibon Bad Dibon. But Aloch is not like Rish Lakish. Aloch is like Abichren. But what's the reason of Abichren? Because of a Dibon Bad Dibon. Not because Das is lacking. Because Das does not mean that the Odin or the Baal has to give the Das all the time. If he gave the Das, if he indicated his Das for the Shichu at the time of the Nesine, so it's not Das. But if he's Chayzeya, so then he can be rebutted the Das. So if we say that, so in other words, Rabune held that in the case where the Baal gave the Isha, where the Odin gave the Eved directly the Shtar Shichu, but he said Hariat Mishucha Lach Alamed Yei, so then even Rabbi Yechon will be made in Kanab Yechizeh. If the Odin owes the Shichu to the Eved, let's say if the Eved did not in Eich Napshe to the Odin, so then Al Pidini is Mechuyev to Mishacharim. But there is no clear. It's not a legal obligation, it's a moral obligation. But when I say moral obligation, I don't mean a moral obligation outside the halacha. Al Pidin, he is morally obligated. And I use the term morally obligated in contrast to a legal obligation, which can be enforced. So this, Hakor HaSteve, is a chayim. But it's not something that you can be capable for Hakor HaSteve. Person cannot be capable of a person to be Makateve. But it's a chayim. So, if we say, tapestly, so if, let's say, the Odin would give the Shtar Shichu to the Eved directly, and the Odin would be indebted to the Eved, because the Eved did a chesed to the Odin. So, in such a case, and even if the Odin said, Avritiyah Mishuchar Alach Lamed, so then, according to Rabune, the Odin would not be able to be chesed, because the only reason as to why an Odin is able to be Chayzeya is on the basis of the Aloche of Asidibo and Vatal Dibo. But once the das was given, and he wants to be mevatel the das, since he's mechuyev the shechu, so then he cannot be mevatel the das that he already gave. But now here, it wasn't given to the Eved, it was given to the shliach, and the shliach is the shliach levoye of the Eved. So in the sine, so insofar as the Nesine aspect is concerned, so the Nesine was already realized. So mainly if we say that means that somebody else can also act on behalf of the Malchim, even though it is at the expense of somebody else. So here too, just as the Eved himself has the right to enforce Imam Chazore, so if we say Atim Malchim Shechav La'Achirim, he's gonna, so the Shliach can also enforce Imam Chazore. This is what Chavuna said. Alright. Now, anyway, but he has the kasha. Udvor malol chitmim ha, veheidim kenechem binon mila pohatim lachim kone, shanoch shom nishtel laske, vilinirim, dvorim kipasha. Di maslis nishmaino, di cholodo midaitin, yochel ozi shlech lavir, shiyao amin bim kene. ומשבוח הקים שעוד נאו בתן שטח שיכול להביא, הרי שליח יוכל להימר, הרי נהי שעץ משליח כבול לשלם, והרי הוא כאילו עושה יבד שליח, הוא כך, ומדו בינו מילה, ניתן בסל בלחי קונה, לפי שעתי פייס, יוכל לעשס עצמי, כאילו אם אם כאי משל בלחי. Now, how does the run explain? In order to understand this run, we must take notice of another run, of a run in Bonometzi. Now, that's the Chidushi Aram, and the Nukiyese Pandavi mentions it in the name of the Ram, but we have the Ram more bariches in the Chidushi Aram of Bometzieh. Now, the Gemara in Bometzieh mentions three different clause. Now, first of all, the Gemara in Bometzieh, Daf Yudalev and Yudbeis, Dafyud, Yudalev, Yudbeis, the Gemara discusses the question as to whether Chatzirom Tam Yodis Raboye or Chatzirom Tam Shlichetis Raboye. We know that if a certain chifetz comes into the hand of a person, so then he's king. Yad is a king. Now, and Chotzer is also a king. So, there is a machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish as to whether the king, Yimimotzit, Yimotzit Yodah Agneim, Eilu El Yodah, Gagai, Gagai Chatzir, Tafif Minayim, Talmulim Atimotzim Bechol Motim. So the question, there is a machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish as to whether the king Chotzer is Mitam Yad, because the possession of the person is identified with his group. So in other words, the possession of the person, whatever a person possesses, whether it's karke, the courtyard, or let's say a pocketbook, anything, or a bag of his, a suitcase of his, that's chotzer. So the question is whether the king and chotzer is mitzad yad, because chotzer is identified with yad, or mitam shlichus. The chotzer represents the owner of the chotzer, is mitam shlich. Now, Reb Chaim says, otherwise we can't even understand the Gemara. What does it mean? Chotzer mitam shlichus is rabbi. What does it mean? Chotzer mitam shlichus is rabbi. Whenever you appoint a shliach, so we say shluchus lo nikamaisim. So if you appoint a shliach, so the shluach has to do a certain maise. And the maise done by the shliach is attributed, is misyaches to the mishal. Let's say if somebody appoints a shliach to make a kiyah chazok in a certain field, Ruben is makne in field to Shimon, and Shimon appoints Levi that he should make a kiyah chazok in the field to be king in the field. So then we say shluchos shonikem meise, the maise kiyah done by the shliach by Levi is considered as if it had been done by Shimon, because Shimon stands in the shoes of Shimon. He represents Shimon. And the Maise done by Levi is attributed, is Mishyaches to Shimon. But that is if you mamish appoint someone as Shliach. But how can we conceive that in regard to Chotzer? Let's say, if somebody who is makne to Shimon a certain chayfetz, And then Reuven throws the chifetz into Shimon's chotzer, so Shimon is gay. So then, according to Mamu Madoma, chatzeiro mishim shlichas Yisraboye. So what does it mean, mishim shlichas Yisraboye? The chotzer of Shimon is Shimon's shliach. Fine. Alright, let's grant that. That even though the chotzer is an inanimate object, it's not a gavre, it is still capable of fulfilling shlichas. But one cannot accomplish by merely appointing someone as a shliach. The shliach has to fulfill the shliach. He has to do a certain mice. So b'meile, if Shimon appoints Levi as a shliach, so then Shimon can become the chayvet for the mice kinyan that Levi does. Well, if he does it, if it's in Kalke, he does a kinyan chazoke. If it's in, let's say, in Mishiche, he does a kinyan. If it's in Mitalpin, he does a kinyan Mishiche or Agboy, whatever the kinyan is. So the Mishalach is kene by virtue of the Maise Kinye done by the Shliach. But if we say Shliach, so Reuben throws the Chayfetz that is marked to Shimon, to Shimon's courtyard, or into Shimon's briefcase. And then Shimon is kene. So the briefcase, the courtyard, is considered the Shimon Shliach. But what kind of a kinyan does the briefcase do? Does the courtyard do? What? Hakboyer, Shiche, it doesn't do anything. So how is a chayach to say, Chatzayim Moshim Shulich HaBoyer? So Reb Chaim says, I mean, and that's the obvious pshat. Couldn't even understand the Gemara without that pshat. That this shliches, even according to Mandoma, that Chatzayim Moshim Shulich HaBoyer, so what might a kinyan, if is done, takes place? Kinyat. But if we say that Chatzer Komishim Yod Yisraboye, so then the Chotzer is considered an extension of the Yad without the recourse to the medium of Shlichas. But if we say Chatzer Komishim Shlichas Yisraboye, so through the medium of Shlichas, the Chotzer becomes the Yad of the owner of the Chotzer. So then the Kinyan is a Kinyan of Yad. We can't explain the Gemara any other way. Now, so what's the meaning? What's the meaning of the chotzer becoming the yad? Of the chotzer becoming the yad of the bala chotzer? Shliches always means, let's say, if somebody appoints someone as a shliach to knock the mezuzah on the post of the door, so then he's becoming a mitzvah because through shliches, it's not a mitzvah shebigufei. Reuven cannot appoint Shimon as a shliach to put on tefillin on Shimon's head and on Shimon's arm because it's a chimush shebigufei. But Reuven can appoint Shimon as a shliach to make the kesher on Reuven's arm and to put the tefillin on Reuven's head. So even though that is part and parcel of the mitzvah, so he can still be mekayemet because the maise is done by the shliach for Reuven. So, when Shimon appoints Levi the Shliach to do a kinyan mishicha, a kinyan agboye, a kinyan chazoke, then we understand. So the purpose of the shliches is to carry out a certain maise on behalf of the mishalach. But here the shliches, the effect of shliches is not that the chotzer, the courtyard, or the briefcase should do a maise kinyan. The purpose of the shliches is that through the medium of shliches, the courtyard or the briefcase respect. She appoints the Shliach Lekabole in a twofold capacity. The Shliach Lekabole has a twofold role. First of all, because Get Isha, not like the Xeis, but Get Isha requires Shriing the Get. Not as the Xeis says, that the Isha does not even have to be Zeichin the Get. They are Kamurayas, contrary to the Xeis. So, whatever is true of all Shtores is certainly true of Get Isha. But the cause of Get Isha is that the Isha acquires title through the key and yad in the Get, even Balko. That's the Xeis HaKosov. In collateral kule, a person could not acquire title in any object against his will. And here the Xeis HaKosov is that when the Isha makes a kinyan yad in the get, even Bal Kocho she acquires title in the get. But the Isha has to acquire title in the get. Without acquiring title in the get, she cannot be migreshes. Hariat migreshes van yor shali, inu migreshes. So she has to be zeichet. So she has to be zeichet. That Gemara in itself is hystered to the Xeis Chidesh. That the Isha does not have to acquire title in the paper and the parchment. What the Gemara says, Harizigita Vayoshali Eino Migreshes. So it means that she has to acquire title. If title remains vested, if title in the paper remains vested in the Baal, so then the Isha cannot be Migreshes. So this is a requirement in all stories. That the one who is Mikabel the Shtar has to be Zeichen the Shtar. Simply in the paper and the parchment. Of the shtar. So that is true of get too. But then there is an additional aloha by get. There has to be directly sine, miyada bal yad isha. If, let's say, he puts it on the karaka, and he says, leave it on the karaka, and then the isha picks it up on the karaka, so the get is no get. So that two alohas. First of all, in a sine, and then in ischie, in maizekinyen, in my zikin in the get. So the male, when the Isha appoints someone as the Shliach Lekabole, so she appoints the Shliach Lekabole that he should have a double role in a twofold capacity. First of all, she appoints him as the Shliach to carry out the Maizikinian in the get on her behalf. And then there is Alochen that it must come from the Yadavali and the Isha. And here, the get was handed over from the other Baal to the Yada Shliach. The answer is, the Yada Shliach is is the Yada Isha. And the Shliach Loche, so the Yad of the Shliach Loche, the same thing is true of Shliach Loche, is like the Yad of the Baal. And this is the practice that every get, that when the Baal appoints someone as a Shliach, so he says, Harin Manu is a Shliach, the Shliach, Pi choki pi, yot choki yodi, ragli choki ragli. And if the Isha points, it's not so known. I mean that if the Isha should appoint the Shliach Lekabole. So if he get is handled for a Shliach, so usually it's handled for a Shliach Lekabole. But very, very seldom today is it done by the Baal handing over the get to the Shliach Lekabole of the Isha. Very, very seldom. But when it is done, so then the Isha has to say to the Shliach, Pi choki pi, yot choki yodi, ragli choki ragli. In other words, so when the Isha appoints the Shliach Lekabole, in effect, she appoints the Shliach Lekabole in a twofold capacity. First, that he should carry out the Maisik in the get on her behalf. That's like the Shliches in every other Kinyan. And that's like the Shliches, when you appoint someone as a Shliach, you should knock him mezuzah on your door to do the Maiseh. And then, but she also appoints him through the medium of Shliches that her Yad should become, that his Yad should become her Yad. So Memele, when we say Chotzem Shem Shliches Zaboye, it's not a Shliches to carry out the Maiseh. Because the courtyard doesn't do any Maiseh Kinyan. What is Maiseh Kinyan is done? The Maiseh Kinyan is done through Yad. But the Mila Shliches is a Shliches that the Chotza should become the Yad of the Baal HaChotza. Just as the Shliach Lekabole becomes the Yad of the Isha. So here the Chotza becomes the Yad of the Baal HaChotza. So maybe the Kinyan is for Yad. This is what Reb Chaim says. So in other words, even if we say Chotza Mishem Shliches Raboye, so through the medium of Shliches, the Chotza becomes the Yad. But if we say Chotza Mishem Yad is Raboye, so the Chotzer is a Yad, is an extension of the Yad of the Bala Chotzeah directly, without recourse to the medium of Shliches. If we say Chotzeah Shliches is Avoye, so through the medium of Shliches, it becomes Yah. It becomes Yah. So, then the Gemara, Rabashi says, that you raise the Maskone, Aloma Rabashi, Chotzeah is Avoye Mishliyat, Vilibore Mishliches. So the Gemara discusses the question whether a chotzer can be kene if it's not mishtameres, and if it's not, if the bala chotzer is not aiming bitzat today. So the halacha that we get is that the nisho, if the bala throws the get into the chotzer of the nisho, so the nisho can only become goreshes if the nisho, at the time that the bala throws the get into her courtyard, stands in the chotzer. It's a chotzer mishtameres, and she stands at the chotzer. Now, of course, if she stands in the chotzer, so then it's always mishtameres, even if it doesn't have a fence. If he doesn't have a fence, so then it's not mishtame when no one is watching it. But if the isha stands at the chotzer and she watches it, so then it becomes mishtameres through her watching. But if the isha doesn't stand mitzat chatzero, then the get, she's not migoreshes. Even if the chotzer is a chotzer mishtameres, even if the chotzer has barbed wire around it, but if the isha does not stand in the chotzer at the time that the bowel throws they get into the chotzer, she doesn't become a gracious. Why? Because Gabi Get is a chayiv. So since it's a chayiv, we chotten lo odom elu b'fonot. So the mele, chotzer can only be effective with am yad, not with am shliches. So since it can only be effective with am yad, not with am shliches, now one cannot become the shliach of another person against the will of the mishalach. So get is a chayv, so it's not considered that it's with the will of the isha. So the mele, chotzer is only effective mitam yad, not mitam shliches. Since it has to be effective mitam yad, so it cannot become directly a yad of the isha unless it's sidum yad yodo. My yodo is b'cholo, the yad of the woman is always attached, is close to her group. The yad is not away from the group. So the mele, my yodo is b'cholo, af chatzeimo is b'cholo. So the mele, Gabi Get, the isha cannot be migrashes unless the isha stands with Tzadchatzir. So then, it is Kene Mitam Yad, because it's Dumi Yod. But if she's not in Tzadchatzir, it's not Dumi Yod, so it cannot be Kene Mitam Yad. Mashenki Matone, if Ruven gives a Matone to Shimon, and Ruven throws the object that he's transferring to Shimon into Shimon's Chotzer, even if Shimon doesn't stand in the Chotzer. Furthermore, even if Shimon's chotzer is not even mishtame, it has no fence, it's exposed, it's accessible to all trespassers, I mean anyone can come in, it's not fenced off, nothing. So even if the mikabel matone is not even mishtame chotzer, Shimon doesn't stand in the chotzer, and it's not even mishtame here. So Shimon is still carrying the chifetz that Ruben throws into the chotzer. Why? Because since matone is his chus, so it can be effective not only mitam yad, but it can be effective mitam shliches too. Where it has to be effective mitam yad, then it has to be dum yadiyot. So it has to be in the Mishat Chatzere. But where it can be effective with Amshiches, it doesn't have to be to the other. And this case makes good sense according to Reb Chaim's Pshat, that even if we say Chotza mit Amshiches is Rabbi, it doesn't mean that there is a new Maisekinyan. What kind of a Maisekinyan does a Chotza do? But through the medium of Shliches, it becomes a Yad. But if it has to become a Yad directly, not through the medium of Shliches, then it cannot become an extension of the Yad, unless it is Dum Yadiyodo. But if it becomes a Yad, through the medium of Shlichas, it doesn't have to be Dum Yadiyodo. Even without Dum Yadiyodo, it can become. So maybe even if it's not in the even if the Mekabu Matone is not in the Sarchatzire, and even though the Chotzer is not Mishtameh, so the Mekabu Matone is Eche, in the Chifetz, by virtue of the fact that the Neisi Matone, Ruben through the Chifetz into Shimon's Chotzer. So Mekabu Matone, so the Aloche is, the Gemara says that in ways. That Gabi Get, a Yisho cannot be Mugoreshes, or would the Get being thrown into a Chotzer only If it is mishtameir, and she is a merus hatzeiro. But if she's not a merus hatzeiro, even though it's mishtameir, she cannot be even gracious. Because it's not doing the other. By matone, so the mikam matone can be zeiche for the chotzer, even if he's not a merus hatzeiro, and even though the chotzer is not mishtameir. But then there is a third situation, mitzie. Suppose a mitzie falls in by itself into, let's say, the wind through a certain diamond into somebody's chotzer. So then the bala chotzer can be zeich in the mitzie. Can be zeich in the mitzie even if he doesn't stand beside chotzer. But only if the chotzer is a chotzer mishtame. But suppose the chotzer is not even a chotzer mishtamer, it is no offense, nothing. And the bala chotzer doesn't stand in the chotzer, and the mitzia falls into the chotzer, then it's nothing. So all the shirim raise the question, what is it? Is by matone, so chotzer is kine, not only mitam yad, it's kine mitam shlichus. By get, it's only kine mitam yad. So since it's only kine mitam yad, so we require there are two prerequisites. First of all, it should be mishtameir, and then it should also be emisat chatzer. But mitzie, one of them, is a chotzer kene by mitzie, mitam yad, then even if the chotzer is a chotzer mishtameir, he should not be able to be kene, unless the bala chotzer is emisat chatzer. So why does the Gemara say that by chotzer, even if the bala chotzer is not emisat chatzer, as long as the chotzer is mishtameir, if it has a fence, so is kene. And if we start to assume that by chotzer the bala chotzer is kine de mitzie, that by mitzie the bala chotzer is kine de mitzie, mitam shliches, so even if it's not mishtamer, we should be able to kine. So why is does mitzie enjoy a mediocre role? In other words, between get and baton, get it can only be kine the isha. Pinsha can only begin to get if there are two prerequisites fulfilled. Mishtameir and Emisat Chatzere. Matone, no prerequisites. And Mitzie, only if it's Mishtameir. So then it's Kene, even if it's not Emisat Chatzere. But if it's not Mishtameir, not Monefshech. If it's effective by Mitzie, Mitam Yad, so then it shouldn't be Kene even if it's Mishtameir. Only if it's Emisat Chatzere. And if it's effective, Mitam Shliches. If it's effective, Mitam Shliches. So Mimele, so Mele, he should be able to be kene the bala chotzer the mitzie even if it's not mishtame. Why daf gives mishtame? That's the Ram's kasha. So the Ram, the Dusha Ram, and the Mukiyesef is much older. He just mentions. Maybe you don't have the Chidusha Ram, but if you have the Mukiyesef, and the mitzie, and the Rif. The third paragraph. So the Ram says that it's not mitam shliches. The raya that it's not mitam shliches is because there is actually machlekes b'shem between the Ram and Rabbi Peretz in Shinikovetz. The matone is kene chotzer, but matone is kene mitam shliches. By get chotzer is kene only mitam yad, mitam shliches na. How about mitzie? Is it kene only mitam yad, or is it kene only mitam? Or is it kene only mitam yad, or is it kene also mitam shliches? So the Ram says it's only kene mitam yad, and the best raya is, because there is a distinction between matone and mitzie. Matone chotzer is kene matone, even if the chotzer is in mishtameres. Why? Because chotzer is in mishliches, and by mitzie, it's only kene by chotzer mishtameres. So it's a raya that mitzie chotzer is not kene mitam shliches, only mitam yad. Rabbi Peretz says no, that by mitzie chotzer is kene mitam shliches. So because it's ischus, so the melech can be kene even without the medium. Without recourse to the medium, I'm sorry. So it's kene even for the medium of shliches. So that's the reason as to why we don't require by mitzie a mitzvah chatzere, because it's necessary that she be meres b'chatzero, because otherwise it's not doing the yodo. But by mitzie, even without the mikabel, the dezeche of the mitzie, without the balachotzer being a mitzvah chatzere, so it still can become a yad to shliches, to the medium of shliches. So then you ask, if it is for the medium of shliches, so the balachotza should be able to begin in the mitzie, even if it's in the mishtameh, just as banatone. So he says, the Rabbi Peretz says as follows, that actually the prerequisite of mishtameh is a prerequisite in shliches also. Because shliches is also mishtameh. A shliach is when you appoint someone as a shliach, so he's mishtameh. So b'meile, he couldn't even become the yad for the medium of shliches if the chotzer is not mishtameh. So then you'll ask, so why b'matone, even if the chotzer is not mishtameh, he has no offense, nothing, so still the chotzer is kene by matone? The answer is, by chotzer, what does it mean by chotzer? There is a das acheres makdeisom. So how does the matone come into the chotzer of the mikabel matone? Ruben is an eisim matone. Shimon is a mikabel matone. How does it come into the mikabel matone's chotzer? Ruben stands near the chotzer and he throws the chalipetz into the chotzer. So at the time when he throws the chalipetz into the chotzer, so he himself watches over the chotzer of Shimon. He wouldn't allow anybody trespasser to take it. So mainly it becomes by matone, whether it does a cheres makneisom, it's always mishtameres, even if the chotzer is not fenced off. But at the time when the meisim matone, the das acheres, throws the chivetz into the chotzer of the mikabel matone, so he watches it, so he makes it into a mishtameres. That's the reason as to why it's not necessary that it should be mishtamer. Not that it's not necessary that the chotzer should be mishtamer. If the chotzer is not mishtamer, then it couldn't even become a yad for the medium of shlichas either, because shlichas is mishtamer. Shlichas is mishtamer. But here, the chotzer can be kene, even though the chotzer is a chotzer mishtameres, because at that moment when the meis matone throws the chifetz, the matone into the chotzer of the mikabel, so he makes it mishtamer, he watches over it. But by mitzie, it falls in by itself, and no one cares, and even if somebody, a third party, happens to be standing, he doesn't care. Why should it be interrupt? Why should it make a difference to him? So b'meile it's not mishtamer. So b'meile it's not kene. So according to Rabbi Peretz, chotzer by mitzie is kene mitam shlichas. Tam shlichas. Mashen kinderam, he says, that chotzer by mitzie is not kene mitam shlichas. And the rabbi is, because if the chotzer is not mishtameres, so by mitzie is not kene, and by matone is kene. So the question is, why shouldn't mitzie also be effective chotzer? Why shouldn't chotzer be effective by mitzie? Mitam shlichas, just as chotzer is effective mitam shlichas by matone. After all, the only reason is why by get nativ is because get is a chayim. But matone is a schus, and mitzie is also a schus. Mitzie is even more of a schus than matone, because by matone there is an element of detriment on an ideal level. Sin matone siche, but by mitzie there is no element of detriment. So it should be effective mitam shliches. So he says, the Ram says, it cannot be effective mitam shliches because there is a aloche of shluchi shabalamon. That's the chiddush of the Ram, that there is such a aloche of shluchi shel balamomi. Who was it mean shluchi shel balamomi? In other words, by matone, so there is a aloche of zochel od nishol bifono. Why? So let's say, if Ruvein says to Shimon, now here is a diamond, and I want you to be zeche in this diamond for Leib. So then, fu zochi, So Shimon is zeche in the diamond for Leib. Whether Shri is mitam shliches or Shri is lam mitam shliches, even if Shri is lam mitam shliches, but it's like shliches. In other words, he makes the kinyan for Leib for Shri, for the mice Shri in the diamond. He makes the kinyan in the diamond for Leib. So the mele, so who tells, who makes Shimon as a zeche for Levi, as the shliach of Levi, if Shri is mitam shliches, and if Shri is not mitam shliches? Who makes the Shimon as the Zeichah for Levi? Reuben. Who is Reuben? Reuben is the Baal Hamonim. So Mele, the Shimon can act as the Shliach of Levi. Shimon can act as the Shliach of Levi because he was appointed as a Shliach for Levi by the Baal Hamonim. Since he is the Baal Hamonim, so he has the authority to appoint Shimon, that Shimon should act on behalf of Levi for his advantage. Mashe'inkin b'mitzie, so by matone, we can say that the chotzer mitam shlichas yisraboy, that the chotzer of the mikabel matone becomes the shliach of the baal chotzer. Who appoints the chotzer of the baal matone, of the mikabel matone, as a shliach of the baal chotzer? Reuben, the baal hamonim. He throws a diamond into Shimon's chotzer. So he is the baal hamonim of the diamond. So mimele, he appoints the chotzer of Shimon as the shliach of Shimon for his advantage. So he has the authority to do that. Mashiach b'mitzia, there is no baal hamonim who appoints the chotzer of the baal chotzer as the shliach of the baal chotzer. So mimele, he cannot become a shliach of the chotzer, cannot become the shliach of the baal chotzer unless he is appointed by the baal chotzer. Now, so this is what the Rambam says, and because he says, we got moved up shliach, we were sharam ben Reuben zal, she ev shall is kisel chaverim ter shliches, elu im kinas shluch shabal amomim, uvim tziel ek abal amomim, she ev ze shluchay, vli shayach li meima bechotzer, ki da amgunum ka bim magdiya mitziel chaverim, di migen izoch li napshe izoch anam lechav. Vichosa, Rabbi Nissen ben Reuben zal, di ikel im meima, so then the question of Isaiah is, so it's not in tam shliches, by mitziel there couldn't be effect in tam shliches, because by mitziel there is no abal amomim, so there is no abal amomim who appointed the chotzer as a shliach. And in order that someone should be a shliach of somebody else, so the baal hamonim must appoint that person or that chotzer as the shliach of the person. So the question arises: so even if it is a chotzer mishtameres, but he's not a misat chatzirei, why is the baal chotzer kinyan the mitzvah? That's the kasha. So the Rambam says. The Ram says, "Dikel meima, the chol she mishtameres l'mishu schuslei ki yodei shachma shebo yodei ki nichalei delikne bechotzer mishtameres uneisnei v'yad arichtei mashein ki leingitin the chimdo nichalei tikne chotzer mishtameres eni ki yodo shemashu chivul odom ki shebo yodei eni neisnei chotzer mishtameres ad arav mitziyim men." So the Ram says, "Why do we say that where it's mitam yad?" So then he has to be a mitzat chatzirei. Because if he's not a mitzat chatzirei, it's not the midiyot. So, b'sheinkein, by mitzie, if the chotzer is the chotzer mishameres, so it's the practice of people to leave their mitzies in the chotzer mishameres, so then it is considered like the midiyot anyway, even though it's not something. So it becomes yad. This is what the Ram says. Now, so the Ram says that there couldn't be a shliach by mitzie. According to the Ram, so let's say, if Reuben sees a mitzie in the street, and he stands, let's say, here in this room, and he sees a mitzie outside, and Shimon stands also outside, and if Reuben says to Shimon, "You pick up that mitzie for me," and Shimon picks up that mitzie for Reuben, so Reuben does not acquire title by the hakboye that Shimon makes in the mitzie. Because even though he was explicitly appointed by Reuben, but Reuben is not a baal hamonim. So the mele, one cannot be a shliach unless he is appointed by the baal hamonim. This is the Rashi. So many assume that there is a machlekes between Tesis and Ram. Tesis in Bometzia, I ask you to go over the Tesis in Bometzia. Tesis Bomtzilach, Ein Aleph Omud Aleph, Ein Aleph Omud Beis, Ein Aleph Omud Beis. So Tesis says there, we don't have to know the whole Gemara of Malvi Yisroel, Ma'isav Shalnoch, Midas Anochi, Alon, Midas Yisroel. But Tesis says, Agavuche, V'yesh Leima, Da'afilu sheyuchal nizakis lechaveiru bimtzieh, Hochein kabolosim in Anochi, Zeichel Yisroel chaveirei. So what does Tesis say here, Rabbi Nalev? A very important thing. That if in Hefkeah, so he says two things, Tesis. Suppose there is a Chifish of Hefkeah in the street. So then, Reuven could tell Shimon, you pick up this Chifish of Hefkeah in the street for me. And if Shimon picks it up with the Kavone, that he should be Zeichet, in the chifet shall have care on behalf of Reuven, so then Reuven acquires title. Even though the shliach Shimon was not appointed by Baal HaMomon, because there is no Baal HaMomon, it's Hefker. Because there is no Baal HaMomon, so then it's not necessary that the Baal HaMomon should appoint the shliach and the shliach. If a goy has a chayvitz, and he wants to give a matone to Shimon, the goy wants to give a matone to Shimon, so Reuven says, and Shimon is not around, but Reuven is around, so now there's a loch of zochim on the shoulder for now, so he still couldn't say. Now, if the Nesen himself would be a Jew, so then this Nesen, this Baal HaMomon, would be able to tell Reuven, you be Zeichet, this Chayvetz on behalf of Shimon. I want Shimon to acquire title in this Chayvetz. But if the Nesen, Matone, happens to be a Goy, and Shimon is not around to make a kiyan, but Reuven is around. So even if the goy tells Reuven, you make a boy in this chayvetz on behalf of Shimon, Shimon cannot acquire title. Because since this chayvetz is hezibalamon, it's not Hefker. So the mele, Reuven cannot become a shliach on behalf of Levi. Reuven cannot become a shliach on behalf of Shimon, unless he is appointed as a shliach by the Baal HaMomon. Who is the Baal HaMomon? A goy. Can a goy appoint someone as a shliach? A goy cannot be a mishalach, cannot appoint, because he is mufke of shliches. So in other words, you cannot apply the aloche of zochim odim shalei before no. If the mizake who tells one Jew to be zeiche on behalf of another Jew happens to be a goy. So if the Baal HaMomon is a goy, and he tells Reuven to make a kiyum the chayfetz to be zeiche on behalf of Shimon, so Shimon does not acquire title to the maisa kiyum done by Reuven. Because here we cannot say he is a shliach. Because in order to be a shliach on behalf of Shimon, he has to be appointed by the Baal HaMomon. But if the chayfetz is a chayfetz shall have care, so then it's not necessary that it should be appointed, the shliach should be appointed by the Baal HaMomon. But if the chayfetz has a Baal HaMomon, so then the Baal HaMomon has to appoint him as a shliach. And the goy cannot appoint anyone as a shliach. So the mele, it's not effective. So many achrenim say that Teisves is chelik on the Ran. Because the Ran says that by Mitzia there couldn't be shliches, because he's not a shliach of the Baal HaMomon. But Teisves says that by Hefker, he could be a shliach. So Teisves shita is that is it necessary that the shliach should be a shliach of the Baal HaMomon, only there is a Baal HaMomon. But if it's Hefker, the reasonable Baal HaMomon, it's not necessary that he should be shliach of Baal HaMomon. And the Ran shita is that even Gabel Mitzia, so no one could be a shliach to be zeichen Mitzia for somebody else, because the Baal HaMomon didn't appoint him. But it has no Baal HaMomon, so the Ran is chelik on Teisves. And the Ran holds that even when there is no Baal HaMomon, no one can be a shliach in Momen unless he's appointed by Baal HaMomon. And if there is no Baal HaMomon, so it's just too bad. He cannot become a shliach. That's the Ranshi. The Nesivos in Simen Kufei, he says no. There is no machlekes between Teisves and the Ran. That the Ran also agrees that when is there a requirement of shluchei Baal HaMomon, if there is a Baal HaMomon, But if there is no Bala Mamein, there is no requirement of Shmurish Bala Mamein. But the Ram doesn't Tetzves, but the Ram discusses Mitzie. Tetzves discusses Hefdia. Now, there is one Moshin Rabban that the Nesives doesn't mention it, but there are two Mishines in Rabban and in Mitzies and Bamitzie. What is the status of a Mitzie? If somebody loses a Chayvitz and he has no sin, and so then anybody can pick it up. Why? Because he was Mitzieish. He was Mitzieish. So according to one Moshin in the Rambam, in the Mitzies, so Yirush is Mitamerkia. So every Mitzie of which the owner of which the Baal Aveda was Mitzieish is Hefker. Another Moshin Rambam says no, it's not Hefker. Until the Mitzie picks it up, so the Baal Aveda is considered the buying of the Aveda, even though he's Mitzieish. But Yirush is only a heter for anyone to be zeichet, just like Avidas Akum is Muteres. Avidas Yivet Chovim is Muteres. Even without Yirush. So it doesn't mean that the bailes of the Bala, of the Akum, the Bala Avidas is poka the moment he loses something. No, he remains a bailes. But there is a heter. Somebody can be zeichet. So Avidas Yisroel, Lacha Yirush, is like Avidas Akum Kedem Yirush. So just as by Avidas Akum Kedem Yirush. So he's still a bailiff until somebody picks it up. But it's not guessing. If somebody can be zeche. So Avidas Yisroel, Lacha Yirush, anybody can be zeche. But until somebody is zeche, so he remains the bailiff. He remains the bailiff. In other words, according to Second Moshe in the Rambam, suppose a Jew lost the chayvitz in the street. It has no simen. So Reuven lost the chayvitz, and then he's looking for it, and then he sees that on the sidewalk across the street, the mitzvah is lying, and he is ready to pick it up, but he didn't pick it up as yet. And then. He sees, let's say, he wants to be Mikadosh and Isha, that is on the other side, across the street. So he tells her, you pick up that mitzvah and be Mikodeshes to me with that mitzvah. And she picks up that mitzvah, she'll be Mikodeshes. But he has to give a kesef that he owns. Not if the Mikadosh will give the Isha, hefke kesef shall hefke, she will not be Mikodeshes. It has to be his kesef. Now here he lost it, and it has no, and he was already Mitzieish. So according to the first Moshe of the Rambam, she will not be Mitzieish. According to the second Moshe of the Rambam, she will be Mitzieish. So in other words, the Nisibes, without mentioning the two days in the Rambam, in the Mitzieish, so he says it, Mr. Asvoy, that there is a distinction between Aveide Lacha Yirush and Hefker. Hefker has no Bible. Aveide Lacha Yirush has a Bible. But there is a hetaschie for anyone. It's not guessing, but it has Bible. So Meleid, he says, there is no machlekes between Teisves and Ram. Teisves and Ram, Teisves says, in regard to Hefker, that there is no necessary requirement of Shurish Bala Mamein, because Hefker has no Bala Mamein. The Ram says that by Mitzie, there could not be Shliches, because the one who makes it, picks it up, as a Shliach, to be on behalf of somebody, was not appointed a Shliach by the Bala Mamein, even though there is no Bala Mamein, the answer is no. The Rani agrees with Teisves that where there is no Bala Mamein, there is no requirement of Bala Mamein. But by Mitzie, until it is picked up, so the Bala Mamein is the Bala Mamein. Is the Bala Mamein. So since there is a Bala Mamein, so there is a requirement of Shluchesh Bala Mamein. This is what the Rani said. Anyway, the Rani Shite definitely is that by Mitzie, there couldn't be any Shliches because he is not a Shluchesh Bala Mamein. So the Mele, according to the Ram. So the question is, the Gemore is Tele, the Shaile of Amarbiya Mitzil Chavere, whether it's Kone Chavere or Loi Kone Chavere, in the Shaile of whether Atif Balchim Mokish Chavla Achir Mishmone. If we say Atif Balchim Mokish Chavla Achir Mishmone, so then if someone is Magbiya Mitzil Chavere, so it's Kone Chavere. But if we say Atif Balchim Mokish Chavla Achir Mishmone, so if Reuven picks up a mitzie on behalf of Shimon, so Shimon is not gaining, because this is to the detriment of Levi and Yehuda and Yisocho and all those people who could have picked it up. So Memela Yivumin picks up Mitzia and Bahab Shimen, he deprives Levi and Yehuda and any other person from picking it up. So Memela, if we say Tevis Mahim Mokin Chavla Achelim, is Loitone, so Magbiya Mitzia Lechavele is Loitone Chavele. The Beitchan says that Magbiya Mitzia Lechavele is Kone Chavele, even though he holds Hatevis Mahim Mokin Chavla Achelim is Kone, because Migad is Och, the boy is Och Lenavshe, so is Och Lechavele. But only because of Migdi Boy Zochel Napshe, so he's Zochel Chave. But otherwise, one could not be Magbia and Mitzie for somebody else because of Tevi Machir Pokim Shechav Lachir. According to the Ram, this is what the Gemara says in Bo Mitzie, Ishtaymaz. But according to the Ram, the reason is why HaMagbia Mitzie Lachavere is Loikone Chavere, according to certain Mandomas, is because he's not Yishluch Yishabu Amomim. So it's difficult, so there is a stire. So the Gemara in Ishtaymazim is in conflict with what the Ram says, because the Ram says that the reason is why I'm being Mitzil Chaveri is because we require Shlufa Shalva Amami, and since the Shliach, if Rubin appoints Shimon as a Shliach to pick up a Mitzieh, so Shimon is not the Shlufa Shalva Amami, because Rubin is not Bala Amami yet. The Bala Amami is somebody else, the Bala Avede. He isn't even around. So that's the reason as to why I'm not being Mitzil Chaveire is Lukana Chaveire. And the Gemore says that the reason as to why certain Amoroim say that Magbir Mitzil Chaveire is Lukana Chaveire is because Tevi Machim Mokish Chavra Achelim Lukana. So it's a kashi against the Rab. But it's no kashi. I mean, the Nisimes does not point out all these points. It doesn't explain all these points. But we have to say that. Otherwise, the Nisimes Pshat is not very sound. So we have to say it in the Nisives, it's Pshat in the Nisives. So the answer is that the Ran holds, and that's the Ran Shita in Kedushin. There is another Ran that seems to indicate that the reverse, all right, but there is one Ran that says that Sri is love with Amshliches. Now there is a Machlekes, Rishenim, whether Sri is with Amshliches or Sri is love with Amshliches. So if there is one Ran in Kedushin that tends to indicate that Sri is love with Amshliches, so in Mele, we have to resort to both halachas. Because, first of all, if Reuven appoints Shimon as a shliach to be zeichin in Mitzieh, so let him be able to be zeichin in Mitzieh. For Reuven, let Shimon be able to be zeichin in Mitzieh for Reuven on the score of shlichas. Why can't he be effective? Why can't he be Zeichem the score of Shliche? So the Ram says, because we need Shluchish, we require Shluchish Ba'amami. But then there is another Aloche of Zochen Odom Shalom Yifonot. Even without explicit, an explicit Minu HaShliches. So the Aloche of Shluchish Ba'amami is Aloche, is a prerequisite in Shliches. But in Zochen there is no such prerequisite of Shluchish Ba'amami. So why couldn't he be Zeiche on the basis of Zochin? So the business why he couldn't be Zeiche on the basis of Zochin is because Tevis Bachim Mokshechav Lachirim. But Tevis Bachim Mokshechav Lachirim is only Svore in Zochin. But in Shliches, so that's no Svore. After all, he appointed him as a Shliach. So even though it's Chav Lachirim, he should be able to be Tevis. So why can't he be effective on the score of Shliches? Because we require Shlosh Ba'amomen. Why can't it be effective on the score of Zochin? Because Tevis Malchei Bimokei Shechav Lachim. Now, so now we can understand this Rani. We read here in Dvorim Kipash, the Maslis Nishmayim Lecholodo Midayke, Yochel Asei Shliach Lechavere, Sheyamid Minkei Mei, ובשבוכה, כיב משעוד אינו מתן שטר שיכול להבדי, הרי שליח יוכלים הרי נעשה עצמי, שליח כבול לשולי, והרי הוא כלא עושה יבד שליח לכך. So in other words, the maskone of the Gemara of Chagi Chananis, the ten kisri, so that means that when the Ovdin said, ten shtar shechuz al avdi, he in effect, in so many words, appointed that shliach as the shliach l'kabole for the Eved. But Rabbune assumed that ten is lav kisri. But even though according to Rabbune's assumption, ten is lav kisri, but when a person says ten, it implies that the Odin is not makpid. He doesn't object towards the Eved being zeiche for and towards the shliach being zeiche. According to Rabbi Yechanan, so ten has the connotation that you be there. In other words, that the Odin, when he says ten shtashit chozer l'abi, in effect, he instructs the shliach to be zeiche and become a shliach l'kabole of them. That's Rabbeinu. Rabbeinu assumed the ten lachisri. So that means the ten does not have the connotation of instructing the shliach to become a shliach l'kabole of them. But ten, even according to Rabbeinu, has the connotation of acquiescence. In other words, if the Odin says ten shtashit chozer l'avdi, so that means he acquiesces. He's not makpid. He acquiesces in the shliach becoming a shliach l'kabole of them. Not that the Odin tells him. The Odin doesn't appoint him. But the according to Rabbeinu, while ten does not have the connotation of an explicit designation of the shliach as the shliach l'kabole of David, but ten does have the connotation of acquiescence. In other words, that he doesn't object towards the shliach by himself, designating himself as the shliach l'kabole of David. But the Odin, according to Rabbeinu, does not designate him as the shliach l'kabole of David. But, however, even though ten does not have the connotation of an explicit appointment of the shliach as the shliach l'kabole of David, but it does have the connotation of acquiescence, that the Odin doesn't care. He doesn't mind. If the Odin uses the expression ten, it means, it implies, that the Odin does not object. The Odin does not object towards the shliach becoming the shliach l'kabole of David. Many times, when a prosecutor makes a recommendation, so sometimes he urges the court, you know, to sentence a certain person, and sometimes, that probably never happens, the prosecutor urges, let's say, the court to acquit the person, the defendant, and sometimes, many times it happens, that the prosecutor just says, I don't object towards sentencing the defendant, and towards acquitting the defendant. So in other words, according to Rabbeinu, so ten does not have the connotation of appointing the shliach as the shliach l'kabole David, but it has the connotation of acquiescence. He doesn't care. So mimele, it will not be against the will of the Odin if the shliach himself will take the initiative in his hands, and he'll say, true indeed, that the Odin did not explicitly appoint me as the shliach l'kabole of David, but I am taking the initiative in my hands, and I am appointing myself. I hereby designate myself as the shliach l'kabole of David. And that will not meet the disapproval of the Odin, because even according to Rabbeinu, the ten is lavkisri, but ten has the connotation of acquiescence, of acquiescing in the shliach becoming the shliach l'kabole of David. So mele, if we say, what's the shaila of what is the shaila of teifes v'bal chayv v'mokim shechav la'achirin, whether it's kone or lekone? So according to Rabbeinu, you see, according to Rabbeinu, schir is mitam shlichus. According to the Rambam, says in one place in Dushin that schir is lav mitam shlichus. So that's a little bit emes, because we don't pass like Rabbeinu. But according to Rabbeinu's hava mine, so schir is mitam shlichus. So mele, the whole shaila. So Schiya is love mitam shliches. So mele, there are two concepts that we apply. One concept is the concept of shluchus b'amame, and that's the reason as to why a shliach cannot be teifes l'bal chayv v'mokim shechav la'achirin, someone who is explicitly appointed as a shliach. But let him be zeiche on the basis of zochin, so that's because of teifes.